ನಮಸ್ಸರ್ವೇಭ್ಯಃ. ಅದ್ಯ ತಿಂಗಂತ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯಾವರ್ಗೆ ಧಾತುಪಾಠಸ್ಯ ವಿಷಯೆ ಅಧ್ಯಯನಂ ಆರಭಾಮಹೆ. ಏನಾಕ್ಷರಸಮಾಪ್ನಾಯಮಧಿಗಮ್ಯಮಹೇಶ್ವರಾತ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವ್ಯಾಕರಣಂ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಪಾಣಿನಯೇ ನಮಃ. ವಾಕ್ಯಕಾರಂ ವರರುಚಿನ್ ಭಾಷ್ಯಕಾರಂ ಪತಂಜಲಿಂ ಪಾಣಿನಿಂ ಸೂತ್ರಕಾರಂ ಚ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮಿ ಮುನಿತ್ರಯಂ. Before we start last week's exercise, Kramanugunam Sutrartham Nirnita. Okay, so the Krama we are following is first find out the Sutra Sankhya, Parachheda, split the words of the Sutra, Vibhakti Nirnaya, decide the Vibhakti of each word so that we can understand the meaning. Adhikara, find out what words are coming from Adhikara. Anuvritti, Padartha, understand the meaning of the different words. And then finally, the Sutrartha. Okay, does anybody want to volunteer? Is the audio very low? Or is it okay? Okay. So maybe we can start with Ravichandra ji. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I can start. First one is Kara Avasana Yohu, Visajaniya. This one is 8315. Padacheda is Kara Avasana Yohu, Saptami Dvijana. Visajaniya is 1-1. Ekavachana. Adhikara is Samhitayam Padasya. Samhitayam is Saptami Ekavachana. Padasya is Shashti Ekavachana. Anuvritti is Raha, coming from the previous sutra. So the answer will be samhitayam vishaye refantasya padasya khari paratha avasane cha visarjaniya adesha.
I think is it padantasya rephasya, because the
okay, yeah, I have said refantasya padasya
padantasya rephasya. The padasya is treated as a visheshana to repha, because the visarga is directly for the repha. Repha is the sthani and padasya is the visheshana. So yena vidhis tadantasya padantasya rephasya visarjaniyaha syat khari avasane cha pare samhitayam.
Since it's a vishaya, I said samhitayam, but
yeah, correct samhitayam vishaya, that is fine. Yeah. So samhita is not para saptami, it is the vishaya saptami. Thank you. Yeah. We will do one each here. Okay. Next. Nitish Chandra.
Okay. Anachicha. This is 8447. Adhikara. She is in Saptami. Adhikara. Samhitaya. Anuvrittihi achaha yaraha dve. Padarthaha achaha parasya. Achaha is in panchami.
Right.
Yaraha is in shashti. Anachi is in panchami.
Yeah.
So achaha parasya yaraha sthane dve staha.
So Deshtaha Samhidayam Idam Purvatra Siddham. So everywhere we have that Adhikara Purvatra Siddham. So even in the earlier one, Idam Purvatra Siddham. Also Anachi has Anyatarasyam from above according to some researches. Vaikalpika dvitva.
Okay.
So yeah. Dve vastaha. Okay, thank you. Next. Nilesh.
Ami sarvanam naha sir. अस्य पदच्छेदः आम्नि सप्तमी विभक्ति प्रथम एकवचन सप्तमी विभक्ति एकवचन सर्वनाम पंचमी विभक्ति एकवचन सुट प्रथम एकवचन अत्र अस्य इति अधिकारः आत् इति अनुवृत्ति
कस्य इति अधिकारः अंगस्य अंगस्य हां
अंगस्य इति अधिकारः आत् इति अनुवृत्तिः अतः अवर्णात् सर्वनाम्नः परे अंगस्य षष्ठी बहुवचनस्य प्रत्ययस्य सुट् आगमः भवति इति अर्थः
प्लीज रिपीट
अवर्णात् सर्वनाम्नः परे अंगस्य षष्ठी बहुवचनस्य प्रत्ययस्य सुट् आगमः भवति
आमः सुट् आगमः आम प्रत्ययस्य सुट् इति आगमः
आगमः
षष्ठी बहुवचनस्य प्रत्ययः सो बिकॉज देयर इज बोथ पंचमी एंड सप्तमी वी हैव उभय निर्देशे पंचमी निर्देशो बलीय सो द पंचमी विल बी सर्वनाम्नः परस्य एंड आमी विल बी ट्रीटेड एज षष्ठी सो आमः सो आम प्रत्ययस्य सुट् इति आगमः भवति So there is one thing about Anga Adhikara. The Angasya is in Shashti, but it is, in many cases, it is also converted to Panchami, as is the case. Say, for example, here Sarvanama is the Anga. So it will be Angat Parasya, Amaha. Am is the Pratyaya. So you cannot have both Angasya and Pratyaya, because Anga is different from the Pratyaya. So here Angasya will relate to the सर्वनाम्नः अंगात् परस्य ओके थैंक यू नेक्स्ट दिवीन शर्मा
नपुंसकस्य छलचः
हां
7172
हां
पदच्छेदः नपुंसकस्य षष्टि एकवचनः झलचः षष्टि एकवचनः अधिकारः अङ्गस्य अनुवृत्तिः नुम् सर्वनामस्थाने पदार्थः नपुंसकस्य अङ्गात् झलचः सर्वनामस्थाने नुम् सूत्रार्थः नपुंसकस्य अङ्गात् झलन्तस्य अजन्तस्य च सर्वनामस्थाने परतो नुम् स्यात्
सो झलन्तस्य अजन्तस्य च नपुंसकस्य अङ्गस्य सी एज़ आई सेड अङ्ग द अङ्ग इज़ इन षष्ठी इट विल रिलेट टू द अङ्ग डायरेक्टली सो झलन्तस्य अजन्तस्य झलचः इज़ अ विशेषण येन विशिष्टदन्तस्य सो झलन्तस्य अजन्तस्य च नपुंसकस्य अङ्गस्य सो एन अङ्ग विच इस् नपुंसकलिङ्ग एण्ड् झलन्त अजन्त तस्य नुम् इति आगमः भवति सर्वनामस्थाने परे क्लियर् डू यु हेव् अ क्वेश्चन् चित्र
वै इस् इट् इन् सिङ्गुलर् एण्डिङ्ग् Jhal and Achaha, Jalachokha.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I mean, you can also have it in Bahuvachan also is thinking that Jhal is also multiple and Achaha is also. So it is Samahara Dvandva. We see that in many cases. Say, Vriddhi Radaich. I mean, it could have been Adaichaha because A, I, O, R, Vriddhi. But he puts it in Samahara Dvandva. So wherever we have Samahara Dvandva, it will be Ekavachana. Or itaretara dvandva, it will be bahuvachana or whatever as the dvivachana.
We are treating that whole group as a single object.
Yeah, it's a samahara. So, so it doesn't make any difference in the meaning other than I mean just the word itself. Sharada?
Okay. Just a show of Sihi. 7-1-20. Just a show of Shashti Divachanam. Sihi Prathamantam. Adhikari Angasya. Anuruttihi. Napum linga shabdasya jas shas vibhakti sthane shi adeshah.
So napum sakat angat parayoho jasya soho shi iti adeshah bhavati. Okay,
dhanyavadam pararupa.
Yeah, thank you. We'll try. Anybody else want to volunteer? Any other volunteers for the sutrartha? Was it difficult? I see lesser number of people volunteering this time. Okay, Paul.
Engi pararupam.
Yeah.
It's 6194.
Huh.
Engi paracheta is engi pararupam.
Huh.
It's engi is saptami ekavachanam pararupam prathama ekavachanam.
Yeah.
Adhikaraha is ekaha. Prathama ekavachanam para purva pariyoho shashti dvivachanam.
Yeah.
Sanghitayam saptami ekavachanam.
Yeah.
And anuvrittihi upasargat panchami ekavachanam. Dhatau saptami ekavachanam. At panchami ekavachanam.
Yeah.
Should I do the padartha? Engi e o atava parataha pararupam uttara vrittihi. Upasarga is upasarga. And datau datu parataha at avarnat ekaha ekadeshaha kevala. Kevalatvam, purva parayoho, purvasya, parasya, dvayoho,
right.
Apistane bhavati.
Correct.
Sanghitayam, padau, samipau, avyarihitau.
Yeah, parasannikasya samhita. So the sutra is three samyas. One is dhatu, bhuvadayo dhatavaha, upasargaha kriya yoge, samhitayam, parasannikarsha samhita. Okay, sutra artha?
Avarnat, avarga, enga dao, datao, parataha, purvaparayoho sthane, pararup, pam ekadeshah bhavati sanghitayam vishage.
Yeah, very good. So avarnantad upasargat engadau dhatau. So both ena vidhis tanandasya and yasmin vidhis tadada valgrahade. So when it is for the Purva, it will be Anta Tadantasya, and when it is for the Para, it will be Tadadi. Okay, so both have been used here. Avarnanta Dupasargat Egadau Dhatau Pare Purva Parayoho Pararupam Ekadeshaha Bhavati Samhitaya. Okay, next. Anybody else? Four more. No? Nobody else has tried? Okay, maybe you can have a week more because I don't have any exercise for today. So if people can try this out this week, you have one more week to go through the this one, and then maybe you can come back with the answers next week, those who have not tried so far. Okay, so please, you know, I mean, spend some time on these, because at least with a few minutes every day, or say probably half an hour or 1 hour, 1 week, that is how you are going to learn Digantha Prakriya. Prakriya will not happen without you working on it. Okay, that's one thing which is definitely certain. Okay, very sure whatever you learn in class, unless you sit and work on it, it will be very difficult to retain it. Okay. So, and understanding the Ashtadhyayi is the first step to understanding the Prakriya of Digantas. So please take one more week, and let us see next week. Okay. So now, going into the actual Tinganta Prakriya. Okay, starting with Tingantas. So Tingantaha, Ting Ante Yasya Tat Tingantam. Yasya Shabda Swarupasya Ante Ting Iti Pratyayaha Bhavati Tat Tingantam Iti Uchyate. Ting Pratyayaha Sarvada Dhatoho Vidhiyate. Pratyekam Padasya Bhagadvayam Bhavati Prakritihi Tatha Pratyayaha. So there is a base or a root word, and there is a suffix. That is how we derive any word. Okay. So in case of Tingantas, the root word is the dhatu. So on the dhatu, we add a pratyaya called ting to derive these words called Tingantas. So we need to know both about the dhatu and the pratyayas. Dhatuhu. Ko nama dhatuhu? Iti prathama prashna. Bhuvadayo dhatavaha. Iti sutram asti ashtadhyayam prathamadhyaye tritiya pare prathamam sutram. Bhuvadayaha dhatavaha. Bhuvadayaha dhatavaha iti padadvayam. Padadvayam api prathama vibhaktav. Samya sutram. Samya samyanohu sarvada prathama vibhaktihi. Always the samya and the samyi are expressed in prathama. So dhatu is the samya being given by this sutra. Bhuvadayaha. Okay. So the more common definition of dhatu is kriyavachana dhatu. Yaha shabdaha kriyam vyaparam bodhayati. Kriya is action. So those words which express action, and bhuvadayaha, those which are included in the bhadikana. Okay. So there is a list of dhatus which is called the dhatu patha. The Dhatupatha is a series of words starting from Bhu. So words which are included in this Gana, okay, this list, and those which convey some sort of action are called Dhatus. Okay. So these are also known as the Upadeshikaha athava Apratyayantaha Dhatavaha. Upadeshikaha nama Upadeshena Jnataha. So Panini has given a list of Dhatus. So that is how we know these dhatus. Na pratyayantaha. They do not have any pratyaya attached to them already. Okay, they are just plain words like bhu, edha, spardha, dukri, etc. Okay. So
धातुपाठे पाणिनीयधातुपाठे प्रायः द्विसहस्रं धातवः सन्ति. सो द नंबर ऑफ धातुस् एग्जैक्ट नंबर ऑफ धातुस् वेरीज इन डिफरेंट एडिशन्स ऑफ द धातुपाठ. सो देयर आर डिफरेंट वर्शन्स. So some have a few more, some have a few less, and so on. Approximately 2000 is the number of dhatus in the dhatupatha. Arthanirdesha. Okay. As we see in all dhatupathas today, dhatus are listed along with their meanings. For example, the dhatupatha starts with bhu sattayam. Bhu is a dhatu which conveys the meaning of satta. Satta is existence. Edha vriddhau. Edha is the second dhatu. Vriddhau, it means to grow. Spardha sangharshe. Third dhatu is spardha. So it is used in the sense of sangharsha, a conflict or a competition, etc. So that is how the dhatu patha runs. There is the dhatu and there is also the artha. Artha nirdeshaha paninina krutova. अथवा तदनन्तरम् अन्येन केनचित् कृतो वा इति विवादाः सन्ति. वास् द वेर् द मीनिङ्ग्स् इण्डिकेटेड् बै पाणिनि आर् बै सम्बडि एल्स्. सो द मोस्ट् कामन्ली एक्सेप्टेड् व्यू इस् इट् इट् इस् अर्वाचीन. इट् इस् सम्बडि एल्स् हेज् एडेड् द मीनिङ्ग्स् टु द लिस्ट् आफ् धातुस्. पाणिनि जस्ट् गेव् द लिस्ट् आफ् धातुस्. दट् इस् द एक्सेप्टेड् थिङ्ग्. बट् स्टिल् इवन् टुडे वि स्टडी द धातु अलाङ्ग् वित् इट्स् मीनिङ्ग्. So that we understand. Okay, so dhatu patha runs like this. There is bhu sattayam, edha vriddhau, spardha sangharshe, etc. So there are plain dhatu pathas with no swara markings. There are also dhatu pathas where the swaras are marked. The swara especially on the dhatu. So as you can see, in edha, the akara at the end is anudatta. Okay. The swara markings matter because, I mean, they're used in many cases. If the dhatu has an anudatta swara as it, or if the anudatta is the swara remaining, so there are many karyas, okay, which depend purely on the swaras of the dhatu. So the swara of dhatu is also important in learning the prakriya. So it is better to UAQ of Saswara Dhatu Patha. So I will post the links to the Saswara Dhatu Patha in the portal. So I will be using two base documents for the course. One is the Ashtadhyayi with the whatever the file I have posted with the Anuvratti, Adhikara, etc. And also the Dhatu Patha, the Saswara Dhatu Patha. Two files which are essential for the course. All other texts are optional. So, these two things. Okay. So, there is a question. Are the 2000 Dhatus in Dhatu Patha ordered by some logic? Yes, I mean, there is a kind of logic. First thing, they are further divided into 10 different classes based on their rupas. But even within, they are arranged as, so there is a varga, say, kavargantaha parasmaipadinaha, kavargantaha atmanepadinaha, etc. So there is some order, but the order is not very important, as in, it doesn't matter which order it is. It's not like the Ashtadhyayi where if you change a sutra position, this thing will change. So what is, which gana it is will matter. But otherwise the position of a dhatu in the dhatu patha will not matter much. Okay. So. Please excuse me for one moment. Yeah. So there are a few more questions. Why is it Bhuvadi instead of Vadi? A common question with Bhuvadayo Dhatavaha. Okay. If you look at the sutras of Panini, so the Adi generally refers to a Gana. Like say, he says Sarvadini Sarvadabadi. Pradayaha Kriya Yoga Upasarga Samyaha Syuh, etc. So any Gana is generally referred to by the first member of the Gana. So here the first member is Bhu. So Bhu Adi should be Bhvadi. Why does he have the second Bhu Va Adayaha? Why is a second member of the Gana mentioned? Okay. So this Va is not. So there are two purposes. First thing, Bhvadi is a name which is commonly given to the first Gana within these 2000 dhatus. Okay, so they all start with Bhu. Right? But within the dhatus, there are 10 subclasses. So we will see that later. So we call them each as, there are first, second, third. So there are 10 classes. So each of them again are named by the first dhatu. So the first dhatu of the first Gana is again Bhvadi, Bhu. Right, so there is Bhvadi, Adadi, Juhotyadi, etc. are the Ganas. Now Bhvadi, so does it starts with Bhu. So does it go on till the, only the end of the first Gana or till the end of the Dhatu Patha is one question. If he just says Bhvadayaha Dhatavaha, so will it mean only the first Gana? Bhvadi is more popularly used for the first Gana, Dhatus of the first Gana. So are only them the Dhatus? No. So he adds a dhatu from the second Gana, which is Va. Va Gati Gandhanayohu is a thing which is found in the second class. So Bhu Va Adayaha. So here it will indicate that it extends beyond the first Gana to include all the 10th Ganas. So by Bhu Adayaha here, he means all the 10 Ganas. Okay? So that is one purpose for the Va in the Bhu Vadayo Dhatavaha. The second purpose is to bring out the meaning of the Kriya Vachanaha Dhatu. In the sutra, he just says Bhuvadayo Dhatavaha, where it doesn't say that it has to indicate action. He does not directly mention that it has to be a Kriya Vachana. Kriya Vachanatvam na Nirdishyate Sutra. Tathapi Va Ityasya Grahanena Kriya Vachanatvam Bodhayati Paninihi. How? We know that Va is a popular, it is used as a dhatu. There is Vati, Vataha Vanti. Say Vayu is derived from it. To blow. That is Va. Okay. So there is also the more popular Va, which is used in the sense of R. Right? So Ramaha Krishnaha Va. So Va is also a Vikalpartakam Avyayam. So Artha Dvayam Asti Tatra Kaha Arthaha Svikaraniyaha. So are both of them dhatus? If you just say bhuvadayo dhatavaha, vikalparthe yaha va shabdaha, tasyapi dhatutvam astiva iti samshayaha bhavati. Tattu nasti. He deliberately creates the ambiguity, which is resolved by the bhashyakara. So to say that it is only when a word is included in the list and it indicates action. So kriyavachinaha bhadayaha, both of them are required for dhatu samya. Ekam tu bhadigana patitattvam, dhitiyam kriyavachanattvam, ubhayoho satveva dhatutvam. So dhatu is that which is included in the list and indicates action. So if there is a word which indicates action which is not in the list, so there are some avyayas, okay, like hiruk, varjane, etc. So they will not be treated as dhatus. So if there is a word in the list which does not indicate action, then that is also not a dhatu. So that for, I mean, to indicate that indirectly also we use this vagrahanam. Okay. So that was one question. So there is one more. So I believe not all of them, meaning all the dhatus, are found in use. So is there a list of ones that are in actual use? See, when we say use, it need not be directly as kriyapadas. There are many dhatus which may not be used as, I mean, which may not be in vogue as kriya, as a direct tingantas, but are found in many kridantas which are used. Okay. So, I mean, I believe that would be a pretty big project to find out which dhatus are not in use. Because you cannot go by current usage. The current usage of dhatus, unfortunately, is very, very limited. Because we don't know. We are not the native speakers and we don't use many of the dhatus. We probably use only about 10% of dhatus in our usage. But if you go back to literature and, you know, all the Vangmaya of Samskrita, especially as you go back, you will find the use of more and more dhatus. So it would definitely be a huge project to find out which are not in use. See, there is a interesting thing from the Mahabhashya, where there is some argument about shabdas which are not in use. So he says aprayogat. There is a Purva Pakshi who says about shabdasya aprayogaha. These words are not in use. So the Mahabhashyakara retorts, saying mahan shabdasya prayoga vishayaha. So the usage of words, the range of usage of words is very vast. There are the four Vedas, there are Upavedas, there is Vako Vakyam, Itihasaha, Puranam, etc. Have you seen all of them? How can you declare any word to be not in use? That is how the Bhashyakara asks. So I mean, if the Bhashyakara says that, it will be the same. It is easy to say if the word is in use. I mean, if you find one example, you can say that it is in use. But to say that it is not in use, you have to go through, well, everything, all Samskrita Vangmaya, which is, well, a Herculean task, if not impossible. So, but yeah, certainly there is a thing that there are certain popular dhatus and certain dhatus which are rare. But I don't know of any list so far. Maybe as you go through the class, one of you, or maybe a few of you, can come together to make a list of the popular or the common dhatus. Okay. So, any other questions? So, ete upadeshikaha athava apratyantaha dhatavaha bhuvadayo dhatavaha ityanena dhatusamnyam prapnuvanti. Dhatusamnya vidhayakam aparamapi sutramasti sanadyanta dhatavaha iti. Tritiya adhyaye prathamapade dvatrimshattavam idam sutram. Sanadyantaha dhatavaha iti padatrayam. Sanadyantaha iti prathama bahuvachanam dhatavaha ityapi. So this is the second sutra which defines a dhatu. Dvadasha pratyayaha santi. San, kyach, kamyach, kyang, kvip, kyash, ning, nich, yang, yak, aya, iyang. Iti dvadasha pratyayaha santi. Etad antaha, sanadi antaha. So those words which end with any of these pratyayas are also called as dhatus. Okay. Sannantaha dhatavaha, kyajantaha dhatavaha, kamyajantaha dhatavaha, etc. Okay. So these pratyayas have been given in the range 315 to 3131. So if you can open the Ashtadhyayi, Ravichandraji, can you please open the Ashtadhyayi file? Okay. So if you can see here, Guptijkidhyasan. Okay. So as you come down and look at the list of the pratyayas here from this 315. So there is sun, kyach, kamyach, kyang, etc. So as you come down from this till the sanadyanta dhatavaha. So whatever you have are the sanadi pratyayas. Right. So you have the sanadyanta dhatavaha at the end of it. So from 315 to 3131, he defines pratyayas. So as you can see, it is the pratyayadhikara. The big red one is the pratyayadhikara from 311 till the end of the fifth chapter. Okay. So these are all pratyayas which are added. So anything which ends with these pratyayas is also called a dhatu. So sanadyantaha dhatavaha. So these are 12 pratyayas which lead to the formation of dhatu. Etesham atideshikaha dhatavaha iti nama. So upadeshikaha upadeshena ye dhatavaha te upadeshikaha atideshena nama lakshanena. So they are secondary dhatus, dhatus which are derived from some other word. So they are called atideshikaha athava pratyayasaha dhatavaha. Some of these are derived from pratipadika. Okay, like say putram atmanaha icchati putri yati. Okay, it is a kyach. Okay, putra iti pratipadikat vishpandaha putriya iti dhatu. Those dhatus which are derived from namapadas are called as the namadhatus. So there are some which are derived from the primary dhatus, like sun, pathitum icchati pipathishati. Tatra pathu iti aupadeshikaha dhatuhu, pipathisha iti sannantaha atideshikaha dhatuhu. So these pratyayas, some of them are on dhatus, some upon pratipadikas. Okay. Together, they form the second set of dhatus. Okay. You cannot count the number of dhatus which are derived this way. Okay. Because there are some like quip, sarva pratipadike bhyaha quip vaktavyaha, which can be added to any pratipadika. Okay, and things like sun can be added to any dhatu. So the number of sannantas cannot be, it cannot even be estimated, I guess. Especially the nama dhatus, so they cannot be estimated. So there is a huge number of the sanadyanta dhatavaha and about 2000 primary dhatus. So examples of sanadayaha, pipatisha iti sannantaha, the sa there is the sun, putriya is a kyajanta, kyach is a pratyaya there, putrakamyati, putrakamya, kamyach is a pratyaya. So there are many such pratyayas. Right? So ete api dhatavaha, bhuvadayo dhatavaha, sanadyantaha dhatavaha. All these dhatus will have a common set of pratyayas which are added to them. So dhatu rupani, dhatu rupam namakyam, ekasya dhatoho, yatha bhu iti ekaha dhatoho asti, tasya bahuni rupani sambhavati, bhavati, abhavat, bhavishyati, bhavatu, bhavet, ityadayaha, desham arthaha api bhidyanti, ataha, व्यवहारेतु धातु रूपाणामेव प्रयोगः नतु स्वतंत्रतया धातूनां केवलस्य धातोः प्रयोगः न भवति. We don't use just root words. पदस्य एव प्रयोगः. पदं नाम किं? सुप् तिङन्तं पदं, सुबन्तं तिङन्तं च पदसंज्ञं स्यात्. So just a धातु cannot be used. We use a धातु रूप. So धातु रूप is derived by adding a प्रत्यय to a धातु. धातोः द्वेधा प्रत्ययाः सम्भवति, तिङ् प्रत्ययाः तथा कृत् प्रत्ययाः. So these are two sets of pratyayas which are added to dhatus. Ting iti kechana pratyayaha, krit iti kechana pratyayaha. So ting pratyayaha yada dhatubhyaha yojyante, tada tingantaha nishpadyante. Krit pratyayaha yada yojyante, tada kridantaha nishpadyante. So tingantas and kridantas are the words which are derived from dhatus. So tingantas are ready to use. Tingantasya padatvam asti ityataha sakshad upayogaha kartum shakyate tingantasya. Yatha pathati, apathat, patishyati ityadayaha sarvepi tingantaha. Kridantanam tu sakshad prayogaha na bhavati. You cannot directly use a kridanta because it is not a word. Okay? Kridantaha sarvepi कृतधित समासाश्च इत्यनेन प्रातिपदिक संज्ञां प्राप्नुवन्ति. सो धातु बिकम्स कृत कृदंत. सो कृदंत इज नाउ अ प्रातिपदिक. सो ऑन अ कृदंत वी ऐड द सुप प्रत्यय टू मेक इट सुबंतस. सो कृदंतस कैन नॉट बी यूज्ड डायरेक्टली, दे आर यूज्ड एज सुबंतस लेटर. से फॉर एग्जांपल यू हैव से रम इति धातुः. रम धातोः रमन्ते योगिनः अस्मिन् इत्यर्थे घै इति प्रत्ययः योज्यते, सः कृत् प्रत्ययः. राम इति कृदन्तम्, इदानीम् अस्य प्रातिपदिकसंज्ञा अस्ति. सुप् प्रत्यययोजिते रामः रामौ रामाः इत्यादि शब्दरूपाणि प्रयुज्यन्ते. सो कृदन्तास् आर् वाट् वि काल् द प्रैमरी पार्टिसिपल्स् फ्रम् द धातुस्. सो धातोः द्वेधा प्रत्ययाः, तिङ् प्रत्ययः तथा कृत् प्रत्ययः. धातोः यदि अष्टाध्यायीं पश्यामः तत्र धात्वधिकारः अस्ति. सो धात्वधिकारद्वयं द्रष्टुं शक्यते अष्टाध्याय्यां. प्रथमः धात्वधिकारः तृतीयाध्यायस्य प्रथमपादे द्वाविंशतितमसूत्रादारभ्य प्रथमपादे नवतितमसूत्रपर्यन्तं गच्छति. So the second dhatvadhikara, dvitiyah dhatvadhikarah, tritiyadhyaye prathamapade ekanavatitama sutradarabhya tritiyadhyaye chaturthapadasya antaparyantam gacchati. So if you see here, tritiyadhyaye prathamapade pratyayah arabhyante, tatra adau sanadayah pratyayah santi. तेषु केचन प्रातिपदिकेभ्यः अपि विधीयन्ते. दट् इस् वै द धात्वधिकार डस् नाट् स्टार्ट् टिल् 22. फ्रम् 315 वेर् हि स्टार्ट् सन् टिल् 3121. देर् आर् प्रत्ययस् विच् आर् एडेड् टु बोध् धातुस् एण्ड् प्रातिपदिकास्. सो फ्रम् 3122 टिल् 3190. सो धातोः कर्मणः समानकर्तृकादिति धात्वधिकारः आरभ्यते. तत आरभ्य 3190 एतत् पर्यन्तं प्रथमः धात्वधिकारः, ततः पुनः धातोः इत्यधिकारः, तत्र द्वितीयः धात्वधिकारः. सो देर् इस् अ पर्पस् आफ् वै देर् आर् टु डिफरेण्ट् धात्वधिकारस्. सो विल् सी दट् सम् टैम् लेटर्. बट् बेसिकलि मोस्ट् आफ् द प्रत्ययास् विच् हव् बीन् गिवन् इन् द थर्ड् चाप्टर् अष्टाध्याय्याम् तृतीयाध्याये प्रायेण धातुभ्यः एव प्रत्ययः विधीयते. आल् प्रत्ययास् विच् आर् एडेड् टु धातुस् बोत् तिङ् एण्ड् कृत् केन् बि फौण्ड् इन् द थर्ड् चाप्टर् आफ् द अष्टाध्यायी. तृतीयाध्याये प्रथमपादादारभ्य चतुर्थपादपर्यन्तं धातुभ्यः विहिताः प्रत्ययाः दृश्यन्ते. अस्मिन् वर्गे तु वयं केवलं तिङन्तानाम् अध्ययनं कुर्मः. कृदन्तः तु भिन्नाः. द मेजारिटि आफ् द प्रत्ययास् आर् कृत् बिकास् द तिङ् प्रत्ययास् इट्स् जस्ट् 18. देर् इस् वन् सूत्र विच् गिव्स् तिङ्. सो देर् आर् अ फ्यू मोर् सूत्रास् विच् आर् द विकरण प्रत्ययास्. अदर् देन् दोस् आल् प्रत्ययास् आर् कृत् प्रत्ययास्. स्टडि आफ् कृदन्तास् इस् अ डिफरेन्स्. एनि क्वश्चन्स् सो फार्? धातुः प्रकृतिः धातोः परतः लकाराः विधीयन्ते दशलकाराः बहु प्रसिद्धाः लट् लिट् लुट् लृट् लेट् लोट् लङ् लिङ् लुङ् अण्ड् लृङ् दीस् आर् द 10 लकारास् दीस् आर् आल् प्रत्ययास् एते सर्वेपि धातुभ्यः विहिताः प्रत्ययाः सर्वत्र लकारः अस्ति इत्यतः तेषां लकारः इति नाम दे आर् काल्ड् लकार बिकास् आफ् द ल विच् इस् अ कामन् फ़ाक्टर् इन् आल् आफ् दम् सो इन् आल् लकारस् द एण्डिङ्ग् लेटर् अत्र टकारः अत्र लकारः तस्य हलन्त्यम् इत्यनेन इच्छन्त्या भवति यः स्वरः अस्ति अ इ उ इत्यादि तस्यापि उपदेशे अधुनासिक इत्यनेन संज्ञा भवति अतः सर्वेषु प्रत्ययेषु लकारमात्रं शिष्यते लकार विच् रिमेन्स् आफ्टर् वि डु द इत् इस् जस्ट् अ मार्कर् ऐडेण्टिफैर् द क्रम आफ् लकारास् विच् इस् गिवन् हियर् इस् अल्फाबेटिकल् विच् इस् से देर् इस् फस्ट् देर् इस् आल् टकार सो इन् दट् देर् इस् अ इ उ ऋ ए ओ Similarly, when you come to Makara, A, E, U, R. So that is the popular and the easy way of remembering the Lakara. Lut, Lit, Lut, Lrit. It is Lrit. That is the Lakara with Rikara, Guditakshara. Not the Lit. It is not a Swara, L. It is L, Vyanjana with Rikara. Lrit. Late, Lot, Lung, Ling, Lung, Lrung. These are the 10 Lakaras. Tatra late iti Lakarasya, Vedeshu eva prayogaha drishyate. Found only in the Vedas. Loketu, Ling Lakarasya prabheda dvayam asti, vidhiling tatha ashirling. Ataha, Loke api dasha Lakaraha. So in Loka, when we list the Lakaras, We use lut, lit, lut, lrit, lot, lung, vidhiling, ashirling, lung, run. Tathapi dasalakaraha itteva yavastha. Ete lakaraha kada bhavanti ite gyatu veka karika asti. Lut vartamane. Vartamana kale. To indicate present tense, we have lut. Late vede. Vartamana arthe, adyeshu artheshu. वेदे लेट् लकारः उपयुज्यते भूते लुङ् लङ् लिटस्तथा सो इन् भूतकाल लुङ् लङ् अण्ड् लिट् त्री लकार विद्याशिशोस्तु लिङ् लोटौ द लिङ् लकार अण्ड् लोट् लकार आर् बोत् यूस्ड् इन् द सेन्स् आफ् विधि अण्ड् आशिः Okay, we will understand the meanings of Vidhi and Ashihi later. Generally, it means an order or a request, and Ashihi is desire for something. Vidhyashi shows to Lunglotam. Lut, Lrit, Lrun, Cha Bhavishyati. So there is three Lakaras for Bhavishyat. Lut, Lrit, and Lrun. So it's actually Lut and Lrit for Bhavishyat Kala, whereas Lrun is used in a very special sense, which we will see later. This is just a karika which generally sums up the meanings of the lakaras. If you look at the lakaras again, there are two ways you can divide them. Kalavachakaha lakaraha santi, tatha bhavavachakaha lakaraha. So in English, if you have to translate lakara, it is not just tense. Okay, we have the common thing of the tense, the present, past and future in English. But a lakara is not just tense. There are six lakaras which are used as tenses. That is, which indicates kala. Yatha lat lakaraha vartamana kalam suchayati. Lit, lang, lung, ete trayaha lakaraha bhutakalartham suchayanti. Lut, lrut, iti dvau lakarau bhavishyat kalam suchayanti. So these are the kalavachaka lakaras. So late is used as Vartamana. It is also used as a Bhavavachaka. So that is a Vedic Lakara, so it's a special thing. Coming to the other Lakaras, they do not indicate time as pradhan. Okay, so it's not kala which is pradhana there, but bhava, bhava as in some emotion or mood. Say lot and vidhiling, they convey the sense of order or request. Ashirling conveys the sense of desire for something. And rin, it conveys a sense of kriyatipatti. There is like a cause and effect relationship is conveyed by rin. So kalavachakaha kechana lakaraha, bhavavachakaha kechana lakaraha. So this is one way of dividing. The first way is the tit and nit. Okay. So there are lakaras which have takara as each samya, and there are those which have nit. So tit and nit are the two divisions, and then according to their meaning, you can take them as kalavachakas and bhavavachakas. But the prakriyopayogi division of lakaras divides them into two as sarvadhatuka lakaraha tatha ardhadhatuka lakaraha. Prakriya drishtya lakaraha sarvadhatuka lakaraha tatha ardhadhatuka lakaraha iti vibhajyante. Tatra lat, lot, lang, vidhilin tatha let iti pancha sarvadhatuka lakaraha. So in this you have the dvadasha lakaraha. Dasha iti dasha lakaraha mulataha. Tatra let lakarasya prabheda dvayam asti. Tatha ling lakarasya prabheda dvayam. Okay. So because of it, there are 12 lakaras when we look at the prakriya part of it. Lat, lot, lang, vidhiling tatha sarvadhatuka let. Ete pancha lakaraha ekasmin khande santi. So anye lakaraha lit, lut, lrit, ashirling, lung, lrin tatha ardhadhatuka let. Ete sapta lakaraha ardhadhatuka lakaraha. Sarvadhatukam ardhadhatukam iti samya. Okay, we will see those samyas later. For now, just make this division very clear. Very, very important. 5 lakaras are sarvadhatuka lakaras. The rest 7 are ardhadhatuka lakaras. Lat, lot, lang, vidhiling and sarvadhatuka let. Tatha, lit, lut, lut. Ashirling, lung, lrin and ardhadhatuka let. So, तिंगंत प्रक्रियायाः प्रथम भागे सार्वधातुक लकाराः एव अधीयन्ते. As the first division of the course, we will be studying only the सार्वधातुक लकारास. Okay, they form one group. When we start the prakriya, you will know why, I mean, it is important to group them into these. So, there is a question. There must be exceptions. Exceptions to what? Paul? Please excuse me just one moment.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so lat is sarvadhatuka, but I'm just wondering if there's any, maybe some special situations where it some of them, some of the lat lakaras could fall.
Hello. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I'm my daughter is not well today. So I think we'll stop here, and we will continue in the next class. I think Paul, you had a question. I'll take the question next class if you don't mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So we'll stop here. येन अक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् थैंक यू